Hi all, this is going to be a demonstration. Might be a bit long, so if you don't want to find out about the filter dialog in the MIDI editor, swipe right, otherwise keep listening.
Recording locked.
It's puzzled me a lot how to use the filter dialog to select notes based on their position within the measure or bar. So I've got a simple MIDI item here. That's four bars, each with four notes in. They're all quarter notes. So let's press F.
Send button.
Let's press F.
Filter events dialog. Show only events not pass filter. Checkbox not checked.
And the first thing that comes up is to only show notes which meet the filter. And I always tick that because that's what I'm trying to do.
Check, checked.
I'm trying to just only be able to operate on notes that pass the filter. Now, if I tab.
Input checkbox not checked. Solo checkbox not channeled. Root in one checkbox not checked.
I'm not interested in any of those items, and now you've got loads of channel
Two,
items.
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, bolt, draw events on channel, combo event type, combo box, less all events, greater collapse.
I don't mind if it's all events.
Position in measure, checkbox not checked.
So I'm now going to tick checkbox
Check.
here for position.
Combo box collapse, edit blank. Combo box collapse, edit blank.
And you've got two combo boxes. These are the start and end positions in the bar that you want to select notes between. I think it's inclusive, but the contents are a bit strange.
Combo box collapse, blank. 1/32D, 1/32, 1/32, 1/16, 1/16, 1/16, 1/18, 1/8, 1/8, 1/8 selected. 1/40, 1/4, 1/4 selected instead. 1/4.
Okay, so it's all fractions of notes. So I've settled on the quarter position. Let's do that right.
Combo box collapse, edit blank.
And I'm also, so on the first combo box, I've
Combo box
chosen,
collapse, edit selected 1/4. Combo box collapse, edit.
and now I'm going to choose the next one.
Blank. What? 1/8, 1/4, 1/4.
1/4. So what I've done there is select the first quarter note, start and end. So what this will do,
Repeat every combo box collapse, edit selected measure.
I'm going to select every measure.
Set selection button.
So I now press set selection with NVDA enter
Press.
and press escape to get rid of the dialog.
MIDI take, forefront piano module and beat 2-1 note, beat 1-12, beat 2-1 note.
So beat two.
R1 beat 2-0%.
Yeah, I'm in bar one, beat two, and that's selected. So I'm now expecting if I go right,
R2-1 note. R2 beat 2-0%.
bar two, beat two, that's worked.
R3-1 note, R4-1 note.
And there you go. So I've now selected out across all four bars the second beat, and that's because in those two combo boxes I selected quarter, and that's selected from the quarter position to the next quarter position, or i.e. exactly on that quarter position, which is okay if that's what you want to do. That's sort of okay, but it's not fantastic. What happens if you wanted to select the last note in every bar, which is a bit more common? So I'm going to press F again.
Filter events dialog. Show only events not pass filter. Checkbox checked.
So it's kept all my settings, and in this time I'm going to go back with a shift tab.
Set fit, clear fit, remove from after select, set selection, repeat every combo box collapse, edit selected measure. Combo box collapse, edit selected 1/4.
Now, this is actually, as opposed to a combo box, you can actually type in it. And I want to select not the quarter note, but the sort of the three quarter way along. So I'm actually going to type in
Selection
0.75.
0.75. Combo box collapse. Edit
And I'll do
selected
the
1/4.
same in the next one.
Select 0.75. Repeat every combo box collapse. Edit selected measure. Set selection button.
And set the selection.
Press.
I hope this works. Press
Meditate.
escape.
Forefront piano. Beat 4. R1 beat 1 to beat 4 1 note. R1 beat 4 0%.
There you go. Bar one, beat four.
R2 1 note. R2 beat 4-0%.
Bar two, beat four, and so on.
R3 1 note. R4
And
1
that's
note.
repeated for the next two bars. So that's how I've selected, and now I can operate on those. If I do Control A, it
Four notes selected.
tells me four notes are selected, and I can make them go up.
Four notes, semitone up.
Like that, or make them go back down again. Well, let's play that, shall we?
Play, stop, play, stop. Part one, beat one, play. Stop.
Very musical, but it's worked.
Four notes selected. Four notes, semitone down. Four notes, semitone down.
I think that's where I started. Right, so that's okay. That gets you quite a long way. And there is another way of doing it, though. So let's press F again.
Filter events dialog. Show only events that pass filter checkbox.
And I'm going to...
Set filter from selection. Clear filter button.
I've shift-tab to get to clear filter.
Press.
So I've done that. Now what I'm going to do, I'm close that dialog again.
Meditate. Forefront. One note. Beat two, beat three, beat four, one note.
That was slightly the wrong note, never mind. So I've settled on bar one, beat four. So that is a selected note. I'm now going to press F again.
Filter events dialog. Show only events that pass filter checkbox not checked.
So I'm going to, because I cleared the selection, all my settings are gone.
Checked. Set filter from selection button.
But I'm going to, shift tab and went to this button.
Set filter from selection.
Set filter from position. So I'm going to hit that.
Press.
Now, I'm going to have to go through the entire dialogue now, because by doing that, it's sort of reset all the filter parameters, and I've got to set them back to something I want.
Show only events that pass filter checkbox checked.
So that's still set.
Input solar channel grouping, one checkbox checked.
So because my MIDI was on channel one, it's now selected that as the selection criteria. And that's okay, because everything's on once. I'm not going to change that.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, check all checkbox, not draw events on channel. Combo box one collapsed.
Not really sure what that box means, actually.
Event type, combo box note collapsed.
It's a note, which is fair enough.
Note, checkbox checked.
So I'm not interested in filtering the notes, so I'm going to untick that.
Untick, not velocity, checkbox checked.
Not going to filter on velocity, so I'm going to untick that.
Untick, position in measure, checkbox checked.
So I still want to do this.
Combo box collapsed, edit selected 1/2.
So it's selected 1/2, so it's from the half note.
Combo box collapsed, edit selected 1/2.
To the 1/2. Hmm, okay. Let's see what happens.
Repeat every combo box collapsed. Edit selected measure. Length. Checkbox checked.
So I'm not interested in the length.
Untick. Not checked. Set selection button.
Set selection.
Press. MIDI take. Forefront piano. Part 2, one note. Part 1 beat 4, one note. Part 1 beat 4, 0%.
Bar 1 beat 4. So I don't understand the values it put in there, but it did seems to do the trick.
Part 2, one note. Part 2 beat 4, 0%. Part 2 beat 4, 0%. Part 3, one note. Part 3 beat 40%. Part 4 one note. Part 4 beat 40%.
Okay, let's.
4 notes selected. 4 notes semitone up.
I think that's better now, isn't it?
Part 1 beat play. Stop.
Oh, no, it's still go up.
4 notes semitone up. 4 notes semitone up. 0 note play. Stop.
Okay, back to normal now. Right. So that's how you can do that. But how useful is that? It's not bad, actually. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to go on to a different track.
Unsaved project, one piano, one item. Muted.
Mute track.
Two drum tap muted on one item unmuted.
So now I've got four bars of something else. It goes like this.
Play.
Oh, it's so exciting. What that is, that's four bars of quarter triplets. So every beat has three taps to it. But of course, it's rather mechanical there. All I did was insert notes of all the same velocity and same tempo, and it sounds rather mechanical.
One SSD sampler, 5 untitled. MIDI take, SSD sampler, 5 untitled, MIDI item dialog, MIDI new one, 16 notes selected.
Oh, I'm just going to.
Unsaved project.
I've got a filter on here from while I was practicing, so I'm going to clear the filter. He said.
FX, track 2 drum tap dialog 0, unsaved project 2 drum tap on 1 SSD sampler 5 untitled. MIDI take, SSD sampler 5 untitled, MIDI item, filter events dialog, set filter from select clear filter button, press.
So I'm going to clear the filter.
MIDI take, S.
And just check.
48 notes selected.
Yep, there are 48 notes there, which I'm just going to check the velocity, make sure it is what I said it is.
Event properties dialog position length channel note, combo velocity, edit alt plus beat selected 96.
Yep, all 96.
MIDI take, SSD.
So what I want to do, I want to select the second and third notes. Actually, I want to, for each beat, I want to go bang, duh, duh, bang, duh, duh, bang, duh. So I want it to be loud, very quiet, quiet, and then the next beat will start, will be loud. So I need to do lots of selecting here, lots of filtering. So let's do the filter.
Filter
Oh,
events
sorry.
icon. Meditate. S.
I'm going to.
One note. One note. 30, 67% one note.
So I'm on the third one, the third beat in the. Sorry, the third click of this first beat. Hit F for filter.
Filter events icon. Set filter from selection button.
Set filter from position.
Press.
Now, like I say, I've got to go through the whole lot.
Show only events not pass filter. Checkbox not checked. Check.
Check
Checked.
that.
Input check solo channel 2 check 3 check 4 check 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 30 40 50 6 all check off draw events on event type combo box note collapsed note check box checked use piano keys check box not checked
Oh.
note check off untick not checked
So I'm not interested in notes.
velocity check box checked
Not interested in
untick
velocity.
not checked position in measure check box checked
So I am interested in the position.
combo box collapsed edit selected 1 slash 40
And it's selected something
combo
for
box
me.
collapsed edit selected 1 slash 40 Repeat every combo box collapsed, edit selected measure.
But I don't want to do it every measure, I want to do it every quarter note.
1 slash 2, 1 slash 2 T, 1 slash, 1 slash, 1 slash 4.
1 slash 4. So every quarter note, I want it to make this selection.
Length, checkbox checked.
I'm not interested in the length.
Undid, set selection
So
button.
now I'm going to set the selection.
Press.
Press escape to get back to the MIDI
Meditate,
editor.
SS 0%, 67%, one note.
So I've got to the first note, which is visible.
R1 beat 167%.
And it is 67% of the way along. Go to right one.
Beat to one note. R1 beat 267%.
So that's also selected. So it seems to select what I want.
Beat 3-1, beat 4-1, R2 beat 1-1 note.
Yep, so if I select all,
16 notes selected.
there's only 16 notes available to me to select. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reduce the volume of this one by 20
16 notes velocity minus 10.
using Alt Numpad 7. And that's, so let's listen to that.
R10 play.
So that's added a bit of variation already. And what I'll do now is hit F again. Oh no, I
Filter
won't.
events style. Show
Oh,
only
sorry,
events.
I'm going to clear the filter.
Set filter from selection button. Clear filter button. Press. Meditate.
Press
SS.
escape now, go back to beginning.
0 notes. One note. 33% one note.
Now I'm at the 33 position, or
Filter events dialog. Show
hit F
only.
again.
Set filter from selection button.
Set filter from position.
Press. Show only events not pass filter. Checkbox not checked. Check.
Check
Check.
that.
Input. So tap 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, check 13, check 14, checkbox not checked. 15, 16, all checkbox not checked. Draw events on channel. Event type. Combo box note collapsed. Note. Checkbox checked. Untick. Not velocity. Checkbox checked. Untick. Position in measure. Checkbox checked. Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 1 slash 8D.
Oh, it's done 1 slash 8T now instead of 1 slash 4T triplet.
Combo box collapsed. Repeat every combo box collapsed. Edit selected measure. 1 slash 2D. 1 slash 4. 1 slash 1 slash 4.
Okay, so I've selected every quarter note.
Length. Checkbox checked.
Not do
Undid.
that.
Set selection button.
Set selection.
Press. Meditate. SSD sample
And
and
let's
title.
just
MIDI
check
item
it's
title.
selected what I
0%,
want.
0, no, 33%, 1 note.
Yeah, it selected the note 33% of the way through. So now if I select again,
16 notes selected.
all selected, and now I'm going to drop this a bit further. Instead of 20, I'll drop it by 40.
16 notes, 16 notes, velocity minus 10.
And we'll go back to beginning.
0% play.
Which is still a little bit mechanical, but it's given it a lot more soul, or at least some soul. So that's how I've started to use the filter dialog. I'm sure there might be slightly more efficient ways of doing things, but I hope that is useful to people. And really, the key points are is that those when you're selecting by position, you can type in those. So you could type in, I want note 0.25 and 0.25. If you wanted to, or work out what the first note is at 33% way through the first beat, or and you can type that in, Oh, you can even have a range of say 0.4 to 0.6 if you've got it's not all just on the grid. But a slightly easier way is to select the note you want and then use that set filter based on selection. So I hope that's all useful, and happy filtering.